Great news, everybody. Look alive, guys. We said last week that the Chafetz Chaim taught that every mitzvah we do on Shabbos is in fact worth how many mitzvahs during the week? 613. What was his cheshbon? Because Shabbos is connected, call it Tarkula. The Chafetz Chaim took that very literally and really. That means every mitzvah you do is worth that. But in fact, the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sephardi Gadol, brings down that every mitzvah you do on Shabbos is actually worth 1,000 mitzvahs you do during the week, which is pretty amazing. Also makes the calculations a lot simpler. You know, if you do Talmud Torah, you just do times three and Tzar and Simcha, go through the whole thing. So hopefully, even though generally we paskin at least B'nai Ashkenaz, like the Chafetz Chaim, hopefully maybe this one we paskin like the Ben Ish Chai. Okay, nice. Rabosai, hopefully from everything we've spoken about the last 3 weeks, that Shabbos is the foundation, the heart of Yiddishkeit, and the source of spiritual pleasures, and that the Schar is so amazing that we're going to start to access for ourselves another aspect of what it means to be a Shomer Shabbos. Right? When we speak about Shomer Shabbos, which is like that's the mark about people, they're Shomer Kasha, Shomer Shabbos. So of course what we mean, and this is what we should mean, and this is the basis, of course, that they keep the halachas of Shabbos. Shmirat Shabbat, Zhirut B'Shabbat, a careful hakpada, very carefully making sure to keep the halachas and to ask shailas and to not separate the bones from the fish in the wrong way, etc., etc. But I'll teach you another. The famous Sefer Ol Yisrael brings down, I'm sure others also, another idea of what it means to be Shomer as a Shabbos. It means to wait for the Shabbos. Vaviv Shamar et Adavar. While the brothers were disregarding Yosef's dreams, it says Yaakov, Aviv Shamar es Adavar. What does that mean? Yaakov didn't disregard Yosef's dreams. He took them very seriously. And not only did he take them seriously, he was waiting for them to happen. Aviv Shamar et Adavar. So we find that Shmirah is not just used as guarding something, being careful about it, but it's also spoken about as waiting for something. When I'm Shomer something, it also can mean I'm waiting for the thing. Shomeret Yavam, a woman who's waiting for Yibam, her husband died, and she falls, what we call in Yavamist terminology, she falls to her brother, it's called in Halacha a Shomeret Yavam. Why is she a Shomeret Yavam? Because she's waiting to his brother. What did I say? Her brother. To his brother, thank you, right? Falls to his brother, is a Shomeret Yavam, she's waiting for Yibam. So says the Ovi Yisrael, the same thing, Shmira Shabbos isn't just watching the Shabbos, it's waiting for the Shabbos. And I want to read you a short ketta from what he says. Be'emes roi v'nachon, l'chol ish maskil, every intelligent person, right? V'navon, an understanding person, l'suma libo, to put place on his heart, l'tzapot, to wait, u'liachel, and to pine, kol yimei achol, liot mishomrei Shabbat, to be from the Shomrei Shabbos, kimo, Vaviv Shamar Tadavar. And the father waited for the thing, waiting to see it fulfilled. Lislahi Moda, to be very excited. And to think about Matai Yagia Yom HaShabbos Kodesh. When is Shabbos coming? Eliyot Mikava V'Nichsof V'Mishtokek. And to hope towards, and desire and pine towards, L'matana Chamudazu, this tremendously delicious, wonderful gift, Hagnuza, secret, Haba Yom HaShabbos, Hashpas HaKadosha, all the Hashpas HaKadosha, all the holiness that's coming to the world, Vasagas HaRuchani, and the possibilities for understanding things, spiritual matters, Hanishma Milamala, that comes from above, Al Kol Echa V'Echa Mizer Yisrael, every Jewish person, Lefi Erech HaSagato, according to how he can understand, Umadrigato Shiyuchal LeKabel, and according to the level he can recover. This unbelievable thing is coming, so we should be waiting for Shabbos, just a mushroom on our level a little bit, like a person waits for an unbelievable game. You know, the World Cup is coming, the Olympics are coming, I can't wait to see this one in action, I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the World Series, right? That's how it should be each and every week for us, and of course a lot more, as we wait for Shabbos. I want to end with a thought that Rav Soloveitchik, I read once, said, Soloveitchik commented that in America still there are many keepers of Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos Jews. And he meant the same thing. An Erev Shabbos Jew, his Erev Shabbos is different because he's waiting for Shabbos. Not just, oh, I work until, you know, 4:30 and I run home, take a quick shower, ready for shul. The whole day I'm waiting for it. So that's a level that we can look towards, especially as we've put it all together, all that we've learned over the last few weeks about essential Shabbos and how it's a focus. And the Schar is so great. How could it be that we wouldn't wait and desire When is this amazing day going to come?